I was in total disbelief.
At the time, there was no cure for the cancer. The type of cancer I had was a very severe form, stage 4 lymphoma, had large tumors in my chest, and the ultimate prognosis was not a good one.
I got the results from the doctor and went into his office, and he told me that I had Hodgkin's disease. I said, well, what's that? He said, it's a form of cancer. I got up and ran out of his office crying. And I thought I was going to die. And on the way back to the shop, I was going about 130 on my motorcycle, and I wanted to twitch into a concrete abutment, and I just couldn't do it.
When I first found out that I had breast cancer, I was devastated because I had just lost my husband 6 months earlier. And I just didn't know really which way to turn because I was still grieving for my husband.
When I turned 11, I found that the cancer had broken off and was in my lungs, or actually on the side of my lungs. And so they had to do chemotherapy again and do surgery. And that surgery was extremely painful. It hurt very, very bad. I didn't understand why it happened again. And I felt angry and scared. And it was confusing, very confusing.
Physiologically, this, what I have, a tumor in my throat, is terrifying. I've had 4 near-death experiences over the past few months. When my doctors gave me a terminal diagnosis of cancer and said I only had a few months to live, made me rethink a lot of things.